listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about taking heed, and I want to read to you from Psalm 119, verse 9. Here's our verse. How can a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to your word. Now, look closely to the answer to the question. It says, how can a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to your word. A morally clean life begins by taking heed. In other words, a life of moral purity doesn't happen accidentally. If someone doesn't take heed, the natural path is towards impurity and degeneration. One must take heed in order to be pure. Attention must be given in the right place, devotion and attention to the Word of God. Notice, by taking heed according to your word. You see, that's how one takes heed. The foundation for a morally pure life is found in God's Word, the Bible. God's Word shows us the standard of purity. That is, it shows us right and wrong. God's Word shows us the reasons for purity, so we understand God's commandments. God's Word shows us the difficulty of purity, reminding us to be on guard. God's Word shows us the blessings of purity. It gives us an incentive to sacrifice for it. God's Word shows us how to be born again, that is, converted, so that our inner man may be transformed after the pattern of ultimate purity, that is, Jesus Christ himself. God's Word shows us how to be empowered by the Holy Spirit for a spiritual resource. God's Word is a refuge for us against temptation. It gives us a way of escape. God's Word gives us protection against condemnation, showing how we can repent and be restored after our impurity. God's Word gives us wise and simple commands such as this, flee youthful lusts. That's in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 22. God's Word washes us from spiritual impurity. We see that in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26, and in John chapter 15, verse 3. God's Word is a light that clears away the deceptive fog of seduction and temptation. God's Word is a mirror that helps us see our spiritual and moral condition, therefore helping us to walk in purity. God's Word is the key to the renewing of our mind, which leads to personal and moral and spiritual transformation. Jesus spoke specifically of the power of His Word to cleanse us and to keep us pure. He said this in John chapter 15, verse 3, you are already clean because of the word that I have spoken to you. He also said in John chapter 17, verse 17, sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. Now, if someone is concerned to cleanse his or her way, then they must also be concerned to take heed according to God's word. We can let the Bible be like our map. It shows us our Savior, it shows us our rescue from judgment, and it shows us to the path of a God-honoring life. Yet, even the best map is useless if you don't take heed to it. So today, take heed according to God's Word.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.